Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on this evening, praise God, again, as we come offering an opportunity of reading the Word of God from Genesis to Revelations. In the name of Jesus, we come dedicating our time to speak and read the Word of God out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. We truly thank God and give God praise, honor, and glory for who He is and all of what He's done. We then, praise God, would like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, as well as Monument of Hope and Deliverance Apostolic Ministries, where we come forth helping those who are homeless, hungry, needing clothes, and our worship and ministry outside of the walls. We thank God for all of you who bring forth support. Praise God to David and Diane Ministry and Friends as we bring forth Dave Shaw or Shaw David 1968 at yahoo.com if anyone desires to share any support financially, or just through prayers, is just accepted as anything else. We truly praise God and give Him praise, honor, and glory for today as we thank you for taking that moment to listen to the reading of God's holy word. Amen. We come forth, praise God, to those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those that are listening to our archives even. God bless each and every one of you. Aunt Merle in Zion, Illinois, God bless you in the name of Jesus for your time, for hearing the word of God. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank God for Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. We thank those that are listening by way of the internet. Praise God, those that are in Africa, South Africa, Jamaica. God bless you. We even thank you for those that are focusing in on China that have also tuned in with us on today. We thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to take a moment now as we take a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Father God, we humble ourselves in the name of Jesus, pausing for that moment to say thank you for a moment just as now. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health, dear God. We thank you for providing us with a roof over our head and providing us with our every need. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come before you, acknowledging you for being the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and that Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. We come before you acknowledging and asking for forgiveness of our sins, no matter how great or how small. We thank you for our families, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our daughters, our sons. We thank you, oh God, for your blessings upon us on today as we continue to move forward. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Once again, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, hallelujah, this is truly the day in which the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it. Amen, amen, amen. We're going forth getting the audio taken care of right here. If you hear a little extra noise in the background, I apologize. But thank you for your patience as we continue to move forward, reading out of the book of Nehemiah, hallelujah, chapter 6, praise God. Let us read. Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem and Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left therein. Through at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. But Sanballat and Geshem sent up me upon me, saying, come, let us meet together in someone of the villages in the plain of Ono, but they thought to do me mischief. And it sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? Lest I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, it is written, reported among the brethren, and Gesumu saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou biddest the war, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach to thee at Jerusalem, saying, there is a king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be wicked from the work, and it be not done. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward, I came unto the house of Shimei, the son of Deliah, the son of Methabel, who was shut up within the temple. And let us shut the door of the temple, for they will come to slay thee. Yea, in the might will they come to slay thee. And I said, should such a man as I flee? Or who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced his prophecy against me. For Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired, that I should be afraid and do so, and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophecies. Noadiah had the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the war was finished in the 20th and 5th day of the month Elul in 50 in 2 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, that all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes. For they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and letters of Tobiah came unto them. For there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Maah, and his son Jonan had taken the daughter of Muslim, the son of Baraka. Also they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent letters to put him in chapter 7. Now it came to pass when the walls was built, and I had set up the doors, and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hananiah and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened unto the sun be hot, and while they stand watch of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but the people were few therein, and the house were not built. And my God put into my heart to gather together the nobles and the rulers and the people, that they might be reckoned by genealogy. And I found a register of the genealogy of them which came up to the first, and found written therein, there, these are the children of the province, and went up out of the captivity of those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away, and came again to Jerusalem and to Judah, every one unto his city. How come with Zerubbabel, Joshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramiah, Nehemiah, Mardukah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Bishpereth, Bigvai, Neam, Mena, Bana, Benea, the number, I say, of the men of the people of Israel was this. The children of Perush, 2,172. The children of Shephatiah, 372. The children of Era, 652. Jeshua and Joab, 2,880. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zetu, 845. The children of Zechariah, 73. The children of Benu, 648. The children of Bidai, 628. The children of Esgad, 2,322. The children of Bigvai, 2,307. The children of Aden, 655. The children of Atter of Hezekiah, 98. The children of Hesham, 328. The children of Biziah, 324. The children of Hiram, 112. The children of Gideon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 108. The men of Anathoth, 128. The men of Bethzema, 42. The men of Kirjah, Jerem, Shephira, and Bera, 743. The men of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Mishmas, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 123. The men of the other Nebo,
52 in the children of the other Elam, 1,254. The children of Haram, 320. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Lud, Hadid, Eino, 721. The children of Sina, 3,930. The priests and the children of Gideon in the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Emer, 1,052. The children of Pershur, 1,247. The children of Haram, 1,017. The Levites and children of Gishua, Kimeo, and the children of Hodea, 74. The singers and the children of Asaph, 148. The porter and children of Salem, the children of Ater, the children of Talmon, the children of Akud, the children of Hittat, Kata, the children of Shabai, 138. And Nethanim, the children of Ziha, the children of Hesapha, the children of Tepiah, the children of Keros, the children of Sai, the children of Paden, the children of Bana, the children of Hegeba, the children of Shelmiah, the children of Manan, the children of Gibel, the children of Gehar, the children of Messiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Zinekoda. Amen. Amen. The children of Gazin, the children of Uzzah, the children of Phasiah, the children of Besai, the children of Munan, the children of Bisham, the children of Backbook, the children of Hakopha, the children of Harher, the children of Bezalah, the children of Mehaba, the children of Harsha, the children of Barcos, the children of Syria, the children of Tema, the children of Nazia, the children of Pat-Tepha, the children of Solomon's servant, the children of Septai, the children of Sophia, the children of Perada, the children of Jela, the children of Darkon, the children of Gido, the children of Shephatiah, the children of Hattil, the children of Putcherah, Zibium, the children of Ammon, the children of Nanim, the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were they which went up also from Telmala, Telhersha, Kerab, Aden, and Emer. But they could not show their father's house, nor their seed, whether they were of Israel. The children of Delilah, the children of Tobiah, and the children of Nekoda, 642. And the children of Habiah, the children of Koaz, the children of Berzillah, which took one of the daughters of Berzillah, the Gileadite of Tawite, and was called after their name. These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore were they as polluted but from the priesthood. And the Thirshath said unto them that they should not eat of the most holy thing, till there stood up a priest with Urim and Thummim. The whole generation there gathered was 42,303 score, besides their manservants and their maidservants, of whom there were 7,337. And they had 245 singing men and singing women, their horses 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, 6,720 asses. And some of the chief of the fathers gave unto the work. The Thershatta gave to the treasurers 1,000 drums of gold, 50 basins, 530 priest garments. And some of the chief of the fathers gave to the treasurers of the work 20,000 drams of gold and 2,200 pounds of silver. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 drams of gold and 2,000 pounds of silver, 67 priest garments. So the priests and the Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nathanim and all Israel dwelt in their cities. And when the servants' month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one of men into the street that was before the water gate. And they spat unto Israel the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all the could hear it with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until noonday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon the pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And besides him stood Mittahiah and Shema and Ananiah and Arajah and Hilkiah and Messiah in his right hand, and on his left hand Padiah and Mishael and Micaiah and Misham and Heshbana and Zechariah and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen! Amen! And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their face to the ground. Also, Joshua and Benaiah, Sherebiah, Jamin, Achab, Shephatiah, Hidajah, Manasseh, Kelata, Hezariah, Jozabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. and Nehemiah, which is the Tishata. And Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people weep when they heard the words of the law. When he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. But this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy. Neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. And on the second day, were gathered together the chief of the fathers of all the people, the priests and the Levites, unto Ezra the scribe, even to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in the booths of the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all the cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick tree booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, everyone onto the roof of his house and in their courts and in their courts of the house of God and in the street of the water gate and in the street of the gate of Ephraim and all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the day of Joshua the son of Nun unto the day had not the children of Israel come down, had Israel done so. And there was very great gladness also day by day. From the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days. On the eighth day was a solemn assembly, according unto the manner. Chapter 9. Now, in the 20th and 4th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled by fasting and with sackcloth and upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Then stood up upon the staffs of the Levites Jeshua and Benai, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Benai, Sheraniah, Benai, and Jenai, and cried with a loud voice unto the Lord their God. Then the Levites Joshua and Kadia, Neil and Benai and Hashbaniah, Sherebiah, Hedijah, Shebaniah, and Pethaniah. Said, stand up and bless the Lord your God. And blessed be the glorious name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. Though, even though art Lord alone, thou hast made heaven and heaven of heavens with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and though preserveth them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Thou art the Lord, the God, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and giveth him the name of Abraham, and found of his heart faithful before thee, and made it a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and his hast performed thy words, for thou hast art righteous, and didst see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and showedest signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and on all his servants and on all the people of his land. For thou knowest that thou dwelt proudly against them, so didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they would rout not the mist of the sea in the dry land. And their persecutors thou throwest into the deeps as the stone unto the mighty waters. And moreover, thou leadest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou comest down also unto the Mount Sinai, and judgest the true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, thy servant, and givest them bread from heaven for their hunger, and breadest forth water from out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go and possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dwelt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that they didst among them, but hardened their necks. And in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But that thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsooketh them not. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf and said, this is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, said, and had wrought great provocations, yet thou in thy manifold mercy forsooketh them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light. And the way wherein they should go, giveth also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withholdeth not thy manna from their mouth, and giveth them water for the thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Moreover, thou givest them kingdoms and nations, and didst divide them into corners, so they possess the land of Shalom and the land of the king of Heshbon and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Their children also multipliest thou as the stars of heaven, and broughtest them into the land concerning which thou hadst promised to their fathers, that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and thou subduest before them the inhabitants of the land of the Canaanites, and givest them into their hands with their kings and the people in the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities, fat land, and possessed houses full of good wells, big vineyards and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled and became fat and became delighted themselves in their great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew their thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocation. Therefore, thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou hardened thy from heaven. Thou hearest them from heaven, and according to thy manifold mercy, thou givest thou souvenirs to but who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore, liftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had their dominion over them. Yet, when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to their mercy, and testifiest against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dwelt proudly and hearkened not unto the commandment, but sinned against thy judgment, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew his shoulder and hardened their neck and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them, and testifiest against them by the spirit of thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore givest thou them unto thy hands of the people in the land. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Now, therefore, our God, the great and mighty and the terrible God, who keepeth covenant in mercy, let not all the troubles seem little before thee that hath come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people since the time of the kings of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimonies, wherewith thou didst testify against thee. For thou hast not served thee in their kingdom, and in thy great goodness that thou givest them, and in the large and fat land which thou givest before them, neither turn they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou givest unto our fathers to eat the fruits thereof and the good thereof, behold, we are servants in it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sin. They have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle, that at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all of this, we make a sure covenant and write it. And our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. Amen. Praise God. We want to thank God truly for the reading of his holy word on this evening. Praise God for those of you who are listening through our archives. God bless you. Continue to listen unto our word every day, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Sometimes we do it at 7, sometimes we do it at 8. Nonetheless, we come forth, give the word Monday through Friday. Amen. And we want to thank you for joining us on today. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Father, we thank you for the reading on today. We pray, dear God, in Jesus' name, that you continue to open our eyes, minds, and hearts to receive your word, to acknowledge that you are God all by yourself, and that your word stands amongst all and above all. We give you praise, honor, and glory as we continue to move forward in today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. Amen.
No.